Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Come between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show. This one.
You know, your boy Ty Ashbury doesn't get tired often, but tonight, of course, it's Between the Ropes Radio on this Tuesday night, January the 29th, 2019. Like I said, I'm tired, but I am stoked at the same time. You and I are going to Calumet City, of course. My live, beautiful guest, their mayor, who has, say, in Elite Canadian Championship Wrestling, Glam Slam, All-Star Wrestling. Her face is all over Rich Shaw Wrestling. Miss Calumet, Kate, is my live guest. And here she is. Miss Kate, how are you?
Hello. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Calumet. Holy calamity! I'm sorry about that. Well, like I said, the show goes on. I made a boo boo, but the biggest thing of all, we can erase that. We can start over. You're here on the show, so how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really good. First of all, I have to say it's an honor to have you on the show. We've been talking about doing the show for a long time now. You're a busy lady, and I really want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to be on Between the Ropes Radio.
It's good to be between your ropes. I'm enjoying it.
Well, of course, you know, the way we do things here on the show, of course, the tagline is, you are the mayor of Calumet City, of course, the mayor. I thought of that. I had to get the creative juices flowing. So I wanted to ask you, of course, you are the mayor of the city, and do you want to thank everyone who voted for you? Because that's how mayors get in of a city.
I'd like to think of myself as the queen of the city, but I will take mayor.
queen. Okay.
And yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for voting for me to be the mayor. Feels good. The best city I've ever been to. It's a lot of fun here.
Well, the biggest thing about, of course, you know, Calumet City is that, you know, it's kick-ass. You know, of course, when you roll through there, you'll probably get some black and blue marks. We know you don't play around when it comes to in-ring action. I mean, you are the best at what you do. And, of course, we're going to talk about those things here on the show. If you're ready for some interview time, you ready to get to it?
I'm ready.
Now, first of all, I definitely want to say you're doing a lot in wrestling. Super busy lady. But I know for damn sure you still rocked 2018. Now, I definitely want to ask you, as a wrestler, is there anything you obtained from last year that you want to take moving forward into 2019?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot that I took from last year that I want to bring into 2019. A big part of it was wrestling more in Mexico. And I learned a lot wrestling women who don't speak my language. So that was really interesting. And also I started producing shows with my boyfriend Cobra Kai last year. And we're continuing to produce bigger wrestling shows this year. And we have some amazing guests coming up to Vancouver to wrestle.
Now, that's a really big thing I noticed. You know, I mean, you and your boyfriend working together as a team. I mean, you guys, running your own company. I'm sure we'll talk about that later on. in the show, of course, but when you're with somebody who loves it just as much as you do, I mean, the sky's the limit for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been learning so much from him, and his brother is Sin Bodhi Kisarni from WWE. And so when I'm hanging out with the two of them, we just talk wrestling, and they are teaching me so much. So it's so great to be partnering with Cobra Kai and just learning from him and learning from his mistakes, because he's been doing it for 16 years, and I've only been doing it for 2.5-3 years now. So, yeah, if he tells me what not to do, and I sometimes listen to him, sometimes I don't. So.
Well, the biggest thing of all, too, of course, as we all know, I'm sure, for every wrestler, it takes, of course, where you go to the training to be a wrestler. And the fact that, I mean, you have your boyfriend backing you up, I mean, I'm sure is a great – it's beneficial for you, of course, because sometimes I think from a lot of wrestlers I've talked to, it, you know, it could be a big risk taker on which school you choose to go to. So it's kind of like you already have, like, in-home, you know, schooling to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
I think that's terrific.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, we try and like wrestle around every so often. He's just coming back from an injury, so I haven't been able to really wrestle with him for the past year. But we're waiting for him to get all healed up so that we can start tag teaming again. Yeah, and he's been my, you know, greatest trainer, and he's obviously my number one fan and wants me to do well. So every time I take his advice, it usually pays off.
And that right there, I really think you've only been wrestling for 2 years, but does it seem like you've been wrestling longer because you learned so much from him, or it does still feel like 2 years?
It feels like, yeah, so it's been about like 2.5 almost 3 years now, and I call myself a baby of wrestling. Like, I still feel like a newborn baby, and there's still stuff to learn, and he's been teaching me a lot, but he will sometimes make fun of me when I'm like, who's that person? Because it's not really something I grew up with. It's something I got into a little later on, and still trying to catch up and trying to watch as much as possible, and we'll sit down and like and watch a match, and he'll like talk me through it, which is really just so informative. So, but that said, he's been doing it for over 16 years. So compared to him, I feel like a newborn little baby. But I mean, I've been performing as a professional performer for over 10 years, as a burlesque artist and a performance artist. I've toured like 13 different countries performing burlesque and dance. So in that regard, I don't feel new. I don't feel new to that aspect. But in terms of my skill and training and move, I'm a baby.
Now, as far as doing the whole burlesque thing, how do you feel burlesque and wrestling tie together? Like, do you feel like you've taken things you learned in burlesque into wrestling? Because I mean, I'm sure would it be like the movements, how you move the body and the hips, and we all know that you do that in wrestling too,
right? It's all in the hips. No, actually, the movements of burlesque and wrestling are very different, because in burlesque it's a little more graceful, whereas in wrestling you're trying to kill your opponent. So what I find very similar between burlesque and wrestling is, in a lot of ways, burlesque is like a caricature of a woman. If you're performing as a woman, let's say, big hair, big eyelashes, big flashy costumes. And wrestling is almost like a caricature of a male, or a caricature of of masculinity, if that makes any sense. So like you see a lot of like jacked up men in little speedos or like little shorts, little tights, and Just like burlesque, like it's about the costume, it's about character, it's about telling a story. It's about the audience being able to distinguish if you're a heel or a face. So there's that performance and that theatrical element, and that's what I love so much about burlesque and wrestling. I love storytelling. I love being able to, like, push my body to do things that I didn't even know possible. So I get that from both, I'm going to call them art forms, or both, they're both athletic art in a way. So there's definitely a parallel, but you can't be too graceful in wrestling. You have to beat the crap out of someone. So that's where it differs.
Now, do you think it would work for if anybody wanted to start like a burlesque kind of professional wrestling promotion? Is that something that you're doing or you would like to try down the future, or do you think it will work? You know, as far as wrestling fans, they like something new. It doesn't hurt to try something new in wrestling.
Yeah, well, you know, it's happening right now. I mean, Lucha Vaboom has been around for many years now. Before I even got into burlesque, Lucha Vaboom was happening. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's like burlesque and wrestling.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, just a little bit.
Okay. And Hood Slam Wrestling out of Oakland does some kind of burlesque and wrestling sometimes. And then there's Glam Slam here in Vancouver, where I'm wrestling this Saturday. And so that's actually how I got into wrestling, was Glam Slam combines burlesque and wrestling, and the people who put it on, Norm and Melody, I've known them through burlesque for like 10 years. I first started doing burlesque with Melody, and then they started doing this wrestling burlesque show. So it's like a burlesque performance and then a match and then a burlesque performance and match. And it's seriously so much fun. And you get a lot of people out who would normally never go to a wrestling show. And they're like, what is this? I've never seen this before. Like, this is amazing. And we get people out who want to just have a beer and yell at people because it's been a long week. So who doesn't want to have a drink and like yell at a bad guy or cheer for a good guy? So, yeah, it's happening, and it's really fun.
I actually like the sound of that because it's something that can be geared towards, I guess, in more of an adult audience, you know, something later in the
mm-hmm.
night, you know, people who are out and about
yeah.
having fun. And, yeah, I mean, of course, with the main ingredients to have us all yelling at somebody, of course, is a beer. But, you know, you gotta learn how to drink and have fun, which some people kind of get a little crazy. But I love the idea.
Yeah, I like it when people get crazy. But yeah, it's like, I mean, not everyone drinks, but it's a lot of fun, and it's just like, it's unlike anything that most people get to experience. So you get two different kinds of audiences in one room, which you don't normally get in wrestling. So it's fun.
It doesn't happen quite often, but the fact that that's happening, you guys are doing something differently, which always sells in wrestling, especially if people start to like it. That's like a huge bonus as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. It actually gives people exposure to wrestling who would normally like never even think of going to a show. And then all of a sudden they're like, I love watching wrestling. When like, is there another show I can go to? So yeah, it's creating a new breed of fan, I would say.
Well, definitely. I have to say the biggest thing of all, if you are listening to Between the Ropes Radio Live right now with your boy Ty Asbury, of course, my live guest, she is the queen. Now she's the queen of Calamity City. Miss Calamity Kate is my live guest. If you want to call and ask her any kind of questions, I mean, this lady is busy doing big things in wrestling. 646-716-5926. Call in to talk to us. We are here until 6:30 because this episode is stoked, no doubt. And, like, actually, you talked about of course, how you got into wrestling. And if a lot of people, talent, I guess you could say, have gotten into wrestling different reasons. For you, is it the storytelling, which I know you very well love, the storytelling, is it the moves, certain wrestlers? How did that happen for you?
Okay, so I, first of all, I just love watching wrestling. I love the athleticism and, like you said, the moves. Like, I love Rey Mysterio because I've never seen anyone, like, do a Hurricanrana off of the top of a cage, for example. Like, I love the athleticism and just, like, I love being able to cheer, to really, like, get into it, really interact and cheer for who I want. And, like, that's so much fun. And I love seeing different the costumes and character. And people don't realize how awesome wrestling is. Like, people who don't watch it, they just don't get it until they actually sit down and watch it, watch good wrestling. Yeah, I don't know if I'm answering your question.
Yeah, nah. Everything you said, you're like absolutely right, because the biggest thing of all, you said people don't take the time to sit down and actually watch wrestling. Because the biggest thing about wrestling is the storytelling, bringing the reality into the product. I mean, you can watch wrestling, a wrestle match, and relate to them and say, you know what, I would have kicked that person's butt in the same way that happened to me. That's what people, it's all about, you know, the reality. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like, that's how it should be, but people don't take the time to understand how great wrestling is. And furthermore, I say all the time, and with the hard work and sacrifice and what you guys do to provide us, the fans, I'm a fan myself, and bringing us a damn good quality product.
Well, the way I look at it is, like, people's lives are pretty hard, you know? Like, we all go to work, we all have responsibilities, and at the end of the day, like, we just want to be entertained, and we, like, for example, we're doing a match where it's Bill and Ted, you know, the movie Bill and Ted, versus Hitler.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously they're going to kick the shit out of Hitler, and we all want to, like, cheer for that right now, because, like, I don't know if there are any, like, people who voted for Trump listening, but a lot of people have feelings about what's happening politically in their country. And this is a way that we can actually feel like we have a voice when we're, like, booing the bad guy. And, like, at the end of the day, we just want to be entertained and have fun and get into a story and scream and get crazy and watch other people get crazy and other people do things that we maybe couldn't do ourselves, but we sometimes want to do, like, kick the shit out of someone. Can I swear? It's a podcast, right?
Miss K, you do whatever you want. Anything happens on Between the Ropes Radio, because I goofed up your name. Top of the show, anything happens on this show, it's just the way
it's okay. You're calling me queen now.
You are the queen of course, Calamity City. So she is
Calamity.
The queen. I had to correct Calamity. Erica Calamity. I'm sorry.
Totally Calamity. Scream insanity.
Anything goes. But yeah, it's definitely, I mean, people have cursed on the shows before. Like I said, this show,
okay,
anything goes. We have fun. Definitely on Between the Ropes Radio. But the thing about Between the Ropes Radio, we do have some twists and turns and some questions. You're going to be like, okay, like, I didn't know that was coming. But it's all in fun. This next segment is, of course, I call this, damn, we are stoked about the Big 7, because you're pretty much involved in 7 promotions, which I was doing my research. We were talking about the show. So 7 promotions, you're pretty much doing lots of big things for. So we want to talk about little bits and pieces about these 7 promotions. I definitely want to run the list down of this,
sure,
the promotions that you are competing for. But first, I definitely want to ask you about, like, what stokes you about? This is what we're calling this. What stokes you about All-Star Wrestling? That's the first one.
What stokes me about All-Star Wrestling? The
yeah.
fans. for sure. I just wrestled for them last Saturday, and there was like, there were rows of kids just screaming and really into it, and they all like hugged me after, and like, for me, that made me so stoked.
And I think that's the biggest thing, too, about being a professional wrestler. Like, when the fan comes up to you, I think it makes you want to work harder.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, to see that they're actually, like, because you're putting a lot out there. And it's like, are people receiving it? Are they appreciating it? And then when you see that they are, it just makes it so worth it.
Of course, you are the all-star of all-star wrestling. The next one, this is a big one, too. I definitely saw information about this promotion, Elite Canadian Championship Wrestling. What stokes you about that?
Oh, that's a really fun promotion. They're doing a lot of really cool things right now. They're doing this big show called Ballroom Brawl at the Commodore Ballroom here in Vancouver, which is a really amazing venue. They have, like, excellent wrestlers coming out of that promotion. I've been learning a lot from their wrestlers, and I mean, both promotions have incredible wrestlers, and so for me, what really makes me stoked are the people behind that promotion, for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, because I remember I first saw the logo. I was like, it looks just like badass and kick-ass. I saw the logo. We got everything together for this show. But it's just all about, I believe, when you're having fun to all these promotions, I mean, it's just, you feed off of that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and they're coming up with a lot of creative things. And, yeah, it's fun.
The next one definitely I wanted to talk about is, I like the name Glam Slam. I love that name. Some reason the name just, it's just something about it.
Yeah, it's a great name, hey? So Glam Slam is a lot of fun. It's like what I would call really gimmicky. So it's not just your typical like wrestler in tights. There's definite story behind each match. I love it. It's just like, that's where like character and costume and story really come into play. And it's like another level. It's more theater, but with awesome wrestlers. So I always have a blast. The fans are amazing. The show is always sold out. So you know it's always going to be a wild turnout. And then, of course, there's burlesque and hot girls in little outfits, which is my favorite thing. It's so much fun and so creative and such a really goofy team behind it.
When you just mentioned, I'm like sweating over here. You said burlesque girls and little hot outfits. I'm a little sweating a little bit over here. Woo. Sorry about that. Now, speaking
nothing
of
wrong with girls
burlesque, you know,
little hot outfits.
Damn sure ain't nothing wrong with that. One bit, ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Definitely, without no doubt. You also have a promotion you're actually leaving your mark on. It's Lucha Libre. I call it Lucha Libre for the ladies. You're involved with something
in
that capacity too?
Lucha Libre Femenil out of Monterrey, Mexico. So Luciano is the producer, the promoter who behind Lucha Libre Femenil, and they have an incredible roster of kick-ass luchadoras, women lucha wrestlers, and I've been learning a lot working with them. I just love lucha style, so I've been learning more about lucha style, and I love getting to travel to Mexico and work with new women. And their shows are always a lot of fun.
And of course, we have British Empire Wrestling and Royal City
Yay!
Wrestling.
Oh yeah. Well, so British Empire Wrestling, I'm going to do for the first time June 16th in London. I'm very, very excited. The promoter is a friend of mine, and he's just like the most amazing, sweetest person who always gives me really good advice when I have like little wrestling questions or little issues. And so I'm so excited to be working for them for the first time and heading to the UK. Royal City Wrestling is another promotion here just outside of Vancouver in a place called New Westminster. And they're doing some really fun shows with a great crowd. And then we have Rickshaw Wrestling, which is the wrestling promotion that me and Cobra Kai are running. And we have a show called Dropkick 2099 happening on February 8th. And we're flying out DJ Z from Chicago. And that promotion is a lot of like, it's more like themed. So we did like a horror movie show on Halloween. And because I work in film, I'm incorporating a lot of like audio visual elements to the show. So like each match, there's like a video that goes with it and like a video element to help kind of set the scene. And it's also really like this show that we're doing is like, it's futuristic. So we have some really like neat matches, like I said, like a Bill and Ted match and a Matrix match. And it's a 19 plus crowd, so drinking only. And it gets pretty crazy, which I like. I like some anarchy.
I do want to say, when I first saw the poster, I looked at all the posters that you guys do for your Rickshaw Wrestling events, and when I seen the one with the purple one, and you're like over towards like the far end of it, but when I saw how unique and different it was, my first thought was you guys were onto something, because like we talked about before in the show, when it's different in wrestling, chances are it sells, and you guys are doing something differently. I saw it, I was like, I got to talk to her about this on the podcast. I love it.
Thank you so much. The poster was made by a wrestler named Ashley Six. Promoters don't think that they have to have nice posters. What's up with that?
I don't know. It's like what the deal, yo? I don't know why they think that, but you know, people got have to understand, posters still sell. You put the posters on the telephone poles, on the buildings. Posters are still the old fashioned way. In a huge way to get your promotion over, but some people, they just don't believe in that in 2019, and that's unfortunate.
It's too bad. It's like, let's all judge a book by a cover. Come on. Covers are there to sell books. But I'm not going to complain.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys definitely, you guys, for, like I said, Rickshaw Wrestling is unique. The posters are unique. Keep doing what you're doing, because I mean, it caught my eye. I mean, as a fan too, it's just like, you guys are definitely on to something. And this, Kate, I have to ask you, this is the favorite part of Between the Ropes Radio. Everybody loves, we're going to do the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. And this question, mm-hmm. You got to really think on this one. So are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Of course, the word tonight is stoked. Okay, so of course, Miss Calamity, Kate Calamity. There we go. Calamity. I keep messing that up. Calamity Jane. There we go. Has her own pay per view coming up, and has the word stoked in it. What would she name it?
Okay. Oh, that's a wild one. I'm going to just call it Let's Get Stoked. Let's just all get stoked and have a good time.
Let's all get stoked,
that's
baby.
Not very creative.
Have a good time.
Let's get stoked.
Actually, I think if you put Let's Get Stoked on the poster. We're talking about posters tonight, and everybody should take notes. I mean, it depends on the way you dress up the poster. You have to think about it that way, too.
Mm-hmm. I could see it being, like, a heavy metal, like, anarchy, crazy time where there's, like, no chairs and people are just, like, moshing while everyone's wrestling and there's loud music and we're all just going to get stoked.
We're all going to get stoked. We're all
going to
get
stoked. My pay-per-view. I want to get stoked.
Well, we definitely got stoked here on Between the Ropes Radio. Miss Kate, I want to thank you very much for being on Between the Ropes Radio. It's an absolute honor that you're on the show tonight. You're doing big things in wrestling. I'm proud of you. Your fans, we're all proud of you. And keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so awesome to chat with you. I'm so stoked about it.
She is so stoked about it. I hope everyone was stoked about this episode of Between the Ropes Radio, because my live guest tonight, because this lady's doing, she's wrestling in like 100 million promotions, which is a good thing because she is so talented. My live guest tonight was Miss Kalanami Kate on Between the Ropes Radio. And of course, if you ever want to come back, what's the chances of you ever coming back on Between the Ropes Radio?
Oh, any day. Any day. I'm so stoked to be chatting with you. And if
she is so stoked
to
see
what I'm up to, they can just go on my Facebook or my Instagram. I'm always posting like my shenanigans and upcoming shows, and people can always like message me, and I love just meeting new people. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be chatting again soon.
Definitely, we definitely will be chatting up soon. I do believe 2019 is your year. And as always, be safe. God bless, and have a safe trip when you go over to London. When you go
Thank
to London
you.
And everything. And God bless, and you're always welcome back on Between the Ropes Radio.
Thanks. Take care.
I am your boy, Ty Asbury. I'm signing off here on Between the Ropes Radio, of course. Hope you had a great time here on tonight's episode of the show. Of course, my live guest tonight was Miss Kalanami Kate. I'm Ty Asbury. Have a great night. Peace. Podcast up here letting you know Tyron Asbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear the break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go.